AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donoghue. Shots were fired in a cafe in Copenhagen, Denmark, during an event dealing with free speech. One person is dead.
We feel certain now that it is a politically motivated attack, and thereby it is a terrorist attack.
That is Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt. The host of the event is Lars Vilks, an artist who has faced numerous threats for his caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. He was not hurt. The Prime Minister says the gunman will be found.
We are in a high alarm all over the country, and our main priority at this stage is to catch the perpetrators and make sure that we find them as soon as possible.
Police now say there was only one gunman. A blurred photograph was released of the suspect wearing dark clothes and a scarf covering part of his face. Russia-backed rebels and Ukrainian forces are not letting up. There are intense rocket attacks in eastern Ukraine leading up to the deadline, less than 2 hours away, for a ceasefire in the region. Canada's justice minister says an attack planned for today, Valentine's Day, in Halifax, Nova Scotia, was foiled.
A day known to represent love and affection could have taken a much different meaning today.
Police say three suspects who were planning to go to a mall and kill as many people as possible commit suicide. One of the suspects fatally shot himself as police moved in to arrest him, and a suspect confessed to the plot when she was arrested at the Halifax airport. Another suspect is in custody. Police say the plot was not related to terrorism. The four-letter word in New England lately has been snow, and more is on the way. The Boston area could get blizzard conditions in the next 24 hours. Gavin Paquette was shoveling snow off a roof at the University of Connecticut. He says all this snow is good for his health.
I burn like 418 calories an hour shoveling right now. I've lost 9 pounds since Wednesday.
Some parts of New England have already got as much as 6 feet of snow. This is AP Radio News. There is another recall involving General Motors.
This time it's over 81,000 vehicles because of problems that can cause power steering to fail. The recall covers certain Chevrolet Malibu, Malibu Max, and Pontiac G6 vehicles with power steering from the 2006 and 2007 model years. GM says the problem has caused one crash but no injuries or deaths. The recall is an expansion of one from last year involving about 1.3 million vehicles. I'm Shelley Adler.
Pope Francis is welcoming 20 new cardinals.
Dice già il nome, cardinale, che evoca il cardinale.
Francis delivered a message of tough love. He told the cardinals to put aside their pride, jealousy, and self-interest, and instead exercise charity. Many of the new cardinals hail from far-flung, often overlooked dioceses in the Catholic Church, where Catholics are a distinct minority. Ed Donoghue, AP Radio News.